Welcome to Counting Sheep Podcast. Today, we present a unique tale created with the Counting Sheep app, where your stories come to life with just a few taps. Find Counting Sheep on the iPhone App Store and start your own storytelling journey. Unlock your creativity and let the storytelling begin.
Grumble's Cookie Catastrophe. Chapter 1, The Flowery Mystery. Grumble the Monster's tiny cottage was a mess. Flower dust swirled in the air, sticking to his furry blue face. He sneezed, causing another cloud of flour to puff up like smoke. Grumble tried to follow the recipe for chocolate chip cookies, but everything seemed to go wrong. There were eggshells in the batter and chocolate chips everywhere but in the mixing bowl. "Why is baking so hard?" Grumble muttered, his big hands fumbling with a bag of sugar. He poured too much in, and it tipped over, sending sugar cascading onto the floor. Grumble sighed and tried to clean up, but sticky dough clung to his fur. He wished he could bake like a pro, but obviously, he was a disaster in the kitchen. Grumble glanced out the window and saw the sun shining. "Maybe some fresh air will do me good," he said to himself. He grabbed a handful of what was supposed to be cookie dough and stepped outside. The village was bustling with activity. People mingled in the market square, and children played games along the cobblestone paths. Grumble ambled toward the village, trying to enjoy the warmth of the sun. Soon he was at the edge of the square when he heard a loud gasp. "Ah! A monster!" screamed Mrs. Tilly, dropping her basket of apples. Grumble froze. He hadn't meant to scare anyone, but Mrs. Tilly's scream sent the villagers into a panic. Mr. Baker, clutching a loaf of bread, shouted for everyone to run, and the children scattered like marbles. "No, no, I was just..." Grumble tried to explain, but his words were lost in the commotion. Instead, he trudged back to his cottage, a little cookie dough still clinging to his fur. Mrs. Whiskers, the village cat, followed Grumble home. She was curious about the flowery mess and the monster who seemed more clumsy than scary. Grumble sighed again and sat on the porch, staring at the dough still clasped in his hand. "You scared them pretty good, you know," Mrs. Whiskers remarked, hopping up beside him. "I didn't mean to," Grumble replied, looking forlorn. "I just wanted to bake some cookies." Mrs. Whiskers eyed him carefully. "Perhaps you went about it the wrong way. Start small. Get it right before sharing it with everyone." Grumble nodded. Despite his messy fur and sad blue eyes, a hint of determination lit up his face. Meanwhile, down in the village square, the villagers couldn't stop whispering about the flowery ghost that had frightened them. They debated who or what it could be. Some thought it was a spirit, while others guessed it might be a prank. Tom and Lucy, two brave children from the village, were keen to uncover the truth. They watched and listened to the adults, but their curiosity grew stronger. "It definitely wasn't a ghost," Tom said, munching on a rogue chocolate chip he found on the ground. "Then what was it?" Lucy asked, her eyes wide with excitement. "We'll find out," Tom promised. "I bet it has something to do with all this flour." The children decided they would investigate, following the trail of chocolate chips and flower footprints leading into the forest. They soon found themselves outside Grumble's cottage. Lucy peeked inside a window and gasped, "Tom, come see this!" Tom joined her and saw Grumble surrounded by a mess of flour, sugar, and gooey dough. Mrs. Whiskers purred at his feet. "It's not a ghost, it's a monster," Tom whispered excitedly. Lucy took a deep breath. "We should talk to him. Maybe he needs help." Tom agreed, and together they cautiously knocked on Grumble's door. Grumble opened it, a look of surprise on his flour-covered face. "Hello?" "Hi," Lucy began. "We saw you in the village earlier. Are you the one who made all the mess?" Grumble's cheeks turned a deeper shade of blue. "I'm sorry. I was just trying to bake cookies." Tom stepped forward. "Maybe we can help." Grumble's eyes lit up with hope. "Really? You don't think I'm scary?" Lucy shook her head. "Not at all. Let's give this another shot." Gathering inside the cozy, if messy, cottage, Tom, Lucy, and Grumble set up a new batch of cookie dough and laughed as they worked together. They even managed to keep most of the ingredients in the bowl. Chapter 2, Cookie Chaos. Tom and Lucy felt proud to be helping Grumble. As a team, they tried to make the perfect cookie dough, though they still had a few mishaps. Tom accidentally knocked over a glass of milk, and Lucy sneezed into the flour, making the kitchen look like a mini snowstorm. "Oops," she giggled, her nose white with flour. Grumble chuckled, his deep voice rumbling like distant thunder. At least we're having fun. This baking stuff is tricky. After a while, they finally had a tray of cookies ready to go into the oven. Grumble set the timer and crossed his fingers, hoping that these would turn out better than his previous attempts. "We should give some of these to the villagers," Lucy suggested. "It might show them you're not scary." Tom nodded in agreement. "Good idea, but we need to be careful not to surprise them again." While they waited for the cookies to bake, the trio started cleaning up the kitchen. Mrs. Whiskers watched from her perch by the window, her tail flicking back and forth. Soon, the smell of baking cookies filled the cottage. The scent of chocolate and vanilla was mouth-watering. Grumble took a deep breath, his eyes closing in delight. "These smell wonderful." The timer dinged, and Grumble carefully pulled the tray from the oven. The cookies were golden brown with melted chocolate chips. The kid's eyes widened with anticipation. "Let's taste one," Tom declared. He picked up a hot cookie and blew on it before taking a cautious bite. His face lit up. "Yum! These are amazing." Lucy grabbed one too and squealed. "We did it!" Grumble's smile was so wide it almost split his face in two. He took a bite and felt a warm, yummy sensation spread through him. "Thank you, Tom and Lucy. I couldn't have done it without you." "We're not done yet," Tom said, grinning. "Now we need to let the villagers try them." They filled a basket with the cookies and made their way to the village. Tom and Lucy led the way, while Grumble followed closely, hoping not to cause another panic. As they approached the village square, they saw the villagers still murmuring among themselves about the mysterious flowery creature. Tom and Lucy stepped forward with the basket of cookies. "Please, everyone," Lucy called out. "Try these cookies." Mr. Baker, still clutching his loaf of bread, eyed the basket suspiciously. "What's this all about?" Tom took a cookie and handed it to him. "They're from our friend Grumble. He's the one you saw earlier. He's not a ghost. He's just trying to bake some cookies." Mr. Baker took a cautious bite, and his eyes widened in surprise. "These are incredible." The villagers crowded around, each wanting to try a cookie. There were gasps and murmurs of delight as they tasted the delicious treats. Grumble peeked from behind Tom and Lucy, a shy smile on his face. "I'm sorry if I scared you. I just wanted to share my cookies." Mrs. Tilly stepped forward with a soft smile. "It seems we judged you too quickly. These cookies are lovely." Tom and Lucy beamed with pride, and Grumble's heart swelled with happiness. The village had now enjoyed Grumble's efforts, but he still felt slightly nervous about fully integrating with them. Tom and Lucy spent the rest of the day helping Grumble bake even more cookies. They covered themselves in flour and laughed until their sides hurt. The villagers began to see that there was nothing to fear. Grumble was just a friendly monster with a knack for making delicious cookies. As evening fell, Tom and Lucy returned to the village, leaving Grumble to his cottage. They couldn't wait to tell everyone that Grumble wasn't scary at all. He was just a kind-hearted monster who wanted to be part of their community. Chapter 3: A Sweet Invitation. The next morning, Grumble was surprised to find an envelope slipped under his door. He opened it carefully, his large clumsy fingers struggling with the delicate paper. Inside was a colorful invitation with a drawing of cookies and a big, smiling sun. "Dear Grumble," he read aloud, "please come to the village square tomorrow at noon. We want to thank you for the delicious cookies. Signed, The Villagers." Grumble's heart skipped a beat. An invitation? For him? He felt a bit nervous, but also excited. He decided to prepare something special for the village party to show his appreciation. When Tom and Lucy arrived to help him with more cookie baking, Grumble showed them the invitation. "What should I bring to the party?" he asked. Lucy grinned. "What about a big friendship cake? It can be the highlight of the party." Tom nodded enthusiastically. "Yeah, a cake would be great. Let's get started." Together, they gathered ingredients for the cake. Grumble measured flour and sugar while Tom and Lucy mixed butter and eggs. They had a few mishaps along the way, like when Lucy accidentally dropped an egg on the floor and Tom got butter in his hair, but they didn't stop laughing and enjoying themselves. Grumble carefully poured the batter into a large cake pan and placed it in the oven. While it baked, they made frosting, bright blue, to match Grumble's fur. He couldn't wait to see the villagers' reactions. He hoped they would like it. The next day, Grumble filled with nervous energy as Mrs. Whiskers led him to the village square. He toted the gigantic, beautifully frosted cake balanced on his head with Tom and Lucy walking beside him. He could already see the villagers gathering, setting up tables and decorations. As they approached, a man carrying a stack of plates turned and saw them. He dropped a plate and gasped. "It's the monster," Grumble faltered, but Lucy quickly stepped forward. "No, it's Grumble, and he's brought a delicious cake to share." The villagers gathered around, curious and intrigued. "Let's not be hasty," Mr. Baker said. "Let's see what Grumble has brought us." Grumble carefully lifted the cake from his head and placed it on a table. He took a deep breath, trying to steady his nerves. Lucy peeled away the covering to reveal the bright blue cake, and the crowd gasped in astonishment. "It's beautiful," Mrs. Tilly exclaimed. Mr. Baker took a knife and cut a slice, offering it to the crowd. He took a bite, and his eyes sparkled. "This is the best cake I've ever tasted!" Cheers erupted from the villagers as more people lined up to try the cake. They laughed and chatted, enjoying the sweet treat and the warm company. Grumble felt a weight lift from his shoulders. The villagers were starting to accept him. Amid the joyous commotion, Mrs. Whiskers rubbed against Grumble's legs, purring contentedly. "See, I told you baking was worth it." Grumble smiled and petted her. "Thank you for believing in me." Tom and Lucy joined in the celebration, grinning from ear to ear. "We knew you could do it, Grumble." That night, the village square was alive with the sounds of laughter and music. Everyone danced and sang, celebrating the new friendship that had blossomed between Grumble and the villagers. They had come together, united by the simple joy of baking cookies and sharing a delicious cake. As the party went on, Grumble felt a warmth in his heart. He realized that friendship was indeed sweeter than frosting, and he was grateful for the chance to be part of this wonderful community. The villagers, once fearful, now saw Grumble for who he really was. A kind, clumsy, cookie-loving monster who just wanted to bake and befriend. Chapter 4. Frosting and Friendship. The day of the village party had finally arrived, and the sun shone brightly over the bustling square. Villagers set up tables laden with food and decorations, and children chased each other with gleeful shouts. Grumble felt a mix of excitement and nerves as he approached the village, carrying his friendship cake. Tom and Lucy were at his side, their smiles reassuring. "This is going to be so much fun," Lucy said, squeezing Grumble's hand. As they reached the square, Mrs. Tilly waved them over to a table adorned with flowers and colorful banners. "Grumble, welcome. We're so glad you could join us," she said warmly. Grumble smiled shyly and placed the cake on the table. "Thank you for inviting me. I brought this cake to share." The villagers gathered around, their curiosity evident. Mr. Baker, ever the brave soul, took a knife and cut a large slice of the bright blue cake. "To friendship," he declared, handing the first piece to Grumble. Grumble took a bite, savoring the sweet, creamy frosting and fluffy cake. It was a taste of acceptance, and it filled his heart with joy. The villagers cheered and lined up to try the cake, their faces lighting up with delight. As the party continued, Grumble found himself surrounded by laughter and good company. He played games with the children, even letting them climb on his back for rides. Mrs. Whiskers purred contentedly at his feet, and Tom and Lucy never strayed far, always ready to lend a hand. When the sun began to set, casting a golden glow over the square, the villagers gathered for a special surprise. Mr. Baker stepped forward, holding a large cake decorated with colorful sprinkles and a big, smiling face. "Grumble, this is for you," he said, "a token of our friendship and gratitude." Grumble's eyes widened in amazement as he accepted the cake. "Thank you," he said, his voice choked with emotion. "I don't know what to say." Mr. Baker smiled. "Just enjoy it, and know that you're always welcome here." Grumble made a heartfelt speech, expressing his gratitude and promising to bake more cookies and cakes for everyone. The villagers cheered, and Grumble felt a sense of belonging that he had never felt before. As the evening turned to night, fireworks illuminated the sky in dazzling colors. The villagers oohed and aahed, and Grumble couldn't help but feel a warm sense of contentment. The fireworks were a symbol of the bright future that lay ahead, full of friendship, laughter, and delicious baked goods. As the last firework fizzled out, the villagers began to pack up and head home, their hearts full of joy. Grumble, Tom, and Lucy walked back to the cottage together, chatting about the day's events and planning future baking adventures. Grumble hugged Tom and Lucy tightly before they left. "Thank you for helping me find my place here. You're the best friends a monster could have," Tom grinned. "Anytime, Grumble. We're always here for you," Lucy nodded. "And we can't wait to see what delicious treats you'll come up with next." Grumble watched as his friends disappeared into the night, feeling a sense of peace and happiness that he had never known. He returned to his cottage, his heart full of gratitude and excitement for the future. The end.
As we wrap up this episode, we hope you enjoyed the captivating story brought to you by the Counting Sheep app. The power to create your own narratives is now at your fingertips, and you can explore endless possibilities with Counting Sheep, available on the iPhone App Store. Whether you're a seasoned storyteller or just starting your creative journey, this app offers a unique and engaging experience. Thank you for joining us, and don't forget to check out Counting Sheep to unleash your imagination. Until next time, happy storytelling.